stay-at-home orders could become a source of conflict for some families who have custody agreements in place. WBS Hadassah has more on how to handle that.
Attorney Cheryl Young says if you have a custody agreement, you still have to abide by it during a stay-at-home order.
Both the governor and the courts are taking the position that transitioning your children is an essential function under the order that the governor has handed down.
She says if you're uncomfortable with moving your children to and from your homes, the best thing to do is to have a conversation with your co-parent. Mom Melanie Levin explains she and her ex-husband adjusted their schedules in light of the coronavirus pandemic.
So for example, our normal Wednesday overnight may have gotten shifted around to like a Thursday evening preceding his weekend, so there's not as much shifting back and forth.
But what if one parent refuses to comply?
The problem that we have is that the courts are closed down.
Young says eventually the courts will reopen, though, and anyone who refuses to abide by their custody agreement could then face significant makeup time. Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.